I'm thrilled to know that I'm going to heaven, just as that hymn that we just sung. Now, for some time, we have been considering the walk of the believer. And we have seen that we are to walk with the Lord. We are to walk before the Lord. And today, we are going to consider the subject, walking after the Lord. Now, it is a peculiarity of mine that I like to turn to as many scriptures as possible to develop a thought or to prove a thought. We're going to turn just to a few on the subject of following the Lord. Numbers chapter 14, please. Numbers 14. Walking after the Lord. Numbers 14, verse 24. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and has wholly followed me, him will I bring into the land whereto he went, and his seed shall possess it. He wholly followed me. Chapter 32 of Numbers. Numbers 32. Verses 11 and 12. Surely, none of the men that came up out of Egypt from 20 years old and upward shall see the land which I swear unto Abraham and Isaac and unto Jacob, because they have not wholly followed me, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, and Joshua the son of Nun, for they have wholly followed me. Deuteronomy chapter 1. Deuteronomy chapter 1. Verse 35. Surely, there shall not one of these men of this evil generation see that good land which I swear to give unto your fathers, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh. He shall see it, and to him will I give the land that he has trodden upon, and to his children, because he hath wholly followed the Lord. Following the Lord. Now there is a danger in following. Read with me Exodus chapter 17. Exodus chapter 17, verse 8. Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. You say, well, what's that got to do with following? Deuteronomy chapter 25. Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 17, we just read it. Remember what Amalek did unto you by the way, when you came forth out of Egypt, how he met thee by the way and smote the rear of you, even all that were feeble behind thee when thou wast faint and weary. And he feared not God. When we lag behind, we're in trouble. Matthew chapter 26. Matthew As we had a, leave the chief of surgery in one of the hospitals where I worked, and we would make rounds. And his favorite expression was, keep up with the circus. And if we are to follow, we must keep up. We must not lag behind. Matthew chapter 26. Verse 33. Jesus, Peter answered and said, though all men be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, that this night, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Peter said unto him, though I should die with thee, yet I will not deny thee. And all the disciples said the same thing. Verse 58. But Peter followed afar off. Now he's in trouble. The minute you follow afar off, you are in trouble. I remember a young man in fellowship in the assembly in New York. He was going away to school. And on the Sunday night, he preached the gospel. Sound. He returned a year later, and he was asked to preach on a Sunday night, and I said, something happened to him. And years after that, he was away far from the Lord. And the last time I saw him, he had a pipe in his mouth and a bottle of liquor in his hand. He followed afar off. Verse 69. Now Peter sat without in the palace. He's really far away, isn't he? He's not near the Lord at all. And a damsel came unto him, saying, thou also wast with Jesus of Galilee. Verse 70, but he denied before them all. Oh, what a terrible thing. We follow afar off, and the next thing you know, you're going to be ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ and deny him. Verse 72, and again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. Oh, what a terrible thing. One who had been with the Lord, witnessed the miracles, seen on and heard all the teaching, and now he says, I don't know him. Oh, beloved, don't follow afar. And you young folks, don't be caught up in school with the nonsense that they teach. I remember when I was first confronted with the theory of evolution. Oh, my. That, I was stirred. I was moved. I was upset. There was nobody in the meeting that could tell me, oh, that, well, it's wrong. Of course, I knew it was wrong. But the way Professor Molander presented that thing, it seemed so real. And I remember the day I had victory over evolution. Walking into campus on a beautiful day in May. And the word of the Lord came to me saying, evolution is what man says. The Bible is what God says. And I had no trouble ever since. Walking close to the Lord. Verse 75. And Peter remembered the words of Jesus which said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. Following the Lord. Not afar off. First Chronicles chapter 12. I see some here whom I'm seeing for the first time or the second time. And you're perhaps not accustomed to my style of presentation. My children often used to tell me, Daddy, you turn to too many scriptures. I can't help it. But that's where I get my thoughts from. And that's where I get my proof from the Word of God. Follow not afar off. 1 Chronicles chapter 12. Verse 33. Of Nebulun, such as went forth to battle, expert in war, with all instruments of war, 50,000, which could keep rank. Oh, and as we follow, beloved, we need to keep rank. Verse 38. All these men of war that could keep rank came with a perfect heart to Hebron to make David king over Israel, and so forth. Keep in step. Story is told of a group of soldiers in Paris marching on what we call, or what they call, the Champs-Élysées. A sister knows about the Champs-Élysées. That's like Fifth Avenue in New York. There are these soldiers marching on the street, Champs-Élysées, and this mother looks out the window and says, you know something? My son is the only one in step. And he was the only one out of step. Keeping rank. Working together as we follow the Lord. When you go home, check the word together. 1 Corinthians 12 and 24, we are tempered together. Ephesians 2 and 5, we are quickened together. Ephesians 2 and 6, we are raised together. Ephesians 2 and 6, we are fit together. Ephesians 2 and 21, we are framed and joined together. Therefore, let us dwell together. Psalm 133. Strive together. Philippians 1. Be followers together and workers together. And the result of that will be, we'll be comforted together. We will commune together. We will rejoice together. We will be caught up together. We're all going up together. And we will live together for eternity. Follow close. Don't follow afar off. There's danger in following afar off. But whom are we to follow? We know whom we're following, don't we? Now the important thing is that the leader, the captain, gives character to his followers. Imagine a herd of deer over here. Herd of deer led by a lion. And over here, a pride of lions led by a deer. Which one would you be afraid of? The deer led by a lion. The leader gives character to his followers. Brother George and I often review this. Napoleon, you know, the great general Napoleon? He was reviewing his army. And he saw one soldier weeping and whimpering. And he went to that soldier and said, what is your name? And this fellow, between tears, my name is Napoleon. Napoleon, change your name or change your behavior. And that was Napoleon's characteristic on all his soldiers. You remember General MacArthur? Most of you don't. You were too young. In World War II, we shall return. And he did return. Then there was Eisenhower. He was the great. Then there was Montgomery. He was a great general. But you know, the one of them that I liked the best, I thought was the best of all of them? General Patton. He was nicknamed Blood and Guts. And that's what he infused into his followers. He too saw one of his soldiers whimpering and crying. Get out. I don't need you. Blood and Guts. And when I followed him in the daily papers, the way he went through the enemy territory, it was wonderful. And his men with him. He infused that into his men. Again in World War II, Roosevelt was president. A few of you may remember that. You remember the fireside chats? And he would get there by radio, my friend. All noise would stop. All radios were on, at least in the area where I was. And he would say, we have nothing to fear but fear itself. And he got that through to the American people. And they won. Then there was this other leader. You will remember him. Churchill. And the English were being defeated by the blitzkriegs of the Germans. And what did Germans say? Churchill say, I have nothing to offer you but blood, sweat, and tears. And with that infused into his people, they won the war. And there have been other great leaders. I've told you this story before. A young fellow, and again, most of you won't remember him. He died back there in 1940, before most of you were born. William Cappell, a piano player, like our brother here, like our brother, and our sister. And William Cappell came down to Juilliard School of Music and met Madame Stokowski, world famous piano teacher. Said, I'd like to take lessons from you. Madame Stokowski said, I've heard about you. You like to do things your way. You like to have your way. Now, if I'm going to teach you, you're going to do what I say, when I say, and how I say, and where I say. Go home and think about it. Come back in 4 weeks. And William Cappell came back in 4 weeks and said, Madame Stokowski, I'll do what you say, when you say, how you say, and where you say. And he turned out to be a master pianist. I have heard him play, and the pianists among you will tell you, music by Liszt is hard to play. You may play the first two measures, but after that you could be in great trouble. And I've heard William Cappell play music by Liszt the way no other pianist plays. On a trip from Australia back to the United States, the plane in which he was a passenger fell and he was killed. But he followed the leader. He took on characteristics of the leader. Who's our leader? Who's our leader? What are the characteristics that he bestows upon us? And we will discuss that Wednesday night. Meanwhile, 475. I have a shepherd following Jesus every day by day. Nothing can harm me when he leads the way. Darkness or sunshine, whatever befall, Jesus the shepherd is my all in all. I have a shepherd. I have a shepherd, one I love so well. How he has brought me tongue can never tell. That I might ever in his love, following Jesus ever day by day. We don't seem to know this. No, it's not the piano. He's playing nicely. I won't say anything about the conductor. But you're not singing, beloved. Let's rise and sing. Following Jesus. He's our master and our leader. And in the will of the Lord, on Wednesday night, we shall see what he requires of us as followers of Jesus. As followers on to victory. Last verse. When labor's ended and then he will lead me safely to my home. There I shall dwell, in rapture pure and free, with all the loved ones gathered. Now, following Jesus, darkness of sunshine, what here before? Jesus the Shepherd is my all is. Isn't that great? Aren't you glad he's your leader? They have a couple of fellows there running for president. I have to be careful what I say. But I do hope that one of them will not get in. Following him, we have the best leader that can be found. Please be seated. And I have another in here. It's not in our book. Anywhere with Jesus, I can safely go. Can you say that about your children? Don't you tell them, if somebody calls you, run the other way? But anywhere with Jesus, I can safely go. What a leader. What a captain. What a commander. Let's follow not afar off, but close. To the leader, shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we bow in thy holy presence. We thank thee again for salvation. We thank thee for the work of our Lord Jesus Christ, which we have been remembering this morning. We thank thee for him and for what he has done for us. And now we pray that it may be ours to follow closely our Lord Jesus Christ. Bless us now as we dismiss. Take us to our several places of abode in peace and safety, we pray. The praise, the glory, honor be to thee. In our Savior's name we pray.